Hey, everybody, and thanks again for joining us for an episode of Blacktop Banter. These episodes and how they are brought to you could not be done without the assistance of our sponsors. So please take your time and listen to the sponsors here at the beginning of the show and to our secondary sponsors after the show. They are all great companies within our industry that are looking to help us out in any way they can. This episode of Blacktop Banter is brought to you by KM International. KM International has been manufacturing the highest quality asphalt maintenance equipment for over 30 years. They started out as a two-man operation working in a pole barn. Now they got 40 employees working out of a 36,000 square foot manufacturing facility. It all started from their propane-fired skid-mounted hot box, and now they got over 40 different product offerings for contractors like you, like myself, whether it's private or municipal, whatever. Also, this commitment to our industry is one of the reasons that KM has been used now in over 44 countries and every single state in the United States of America. When it comes to KM, I immediately think of their infrared machines, but a lot of people also use their hot boxes. I would love to get my hands on one of these soon. I have seen them all over the country being used by contractors and municipalities, and some of these machines, you know, they've been around for a while when you see them. And I got to believe that that's probably because they increase profitability, so people keep them going. They're built really, really well. I was lucky enough to see a demo of one recently at World of Asphalt. So they're built really, really well. Therefore, if they last a while and you're able to use them, you're going to get some cost savings and you're going to increase profitability, especially if you're using the infrared machines, because you're not going to be cutting out and using material. If you want to check out more about KM International, they're on social media. You can find them on Facebook and Instagram. They also have a YouTube channel. If you want to get more information and you want to call, you can call 800-492-1757. You can also email them as well if you'd like. sales@kminternational.com. One of the best ways, I think, is just to go to the website, kminternational.com. You'll be able to check out the full lineup and get started right there with checking out all the equipment out and reaching out to somebody if you want to check one out, demo one out, and get interested. We've had our 800 network phone number on the side of our trucks and our vehicles and everywhere else here at Wiscote and Dubuque Asphalt Maintenance for a while now. And we're really glad to have them as a sponsor for the podcast for the next unforeseeable future, hopefully. But some of the advantages that I want to talk about real quick about having an 800 network number is that one, you get more work. Two, it's really easy to cover the cost of the number for a year. One small job would cover that. So, you know, the rest of the calls and everything that comes in is strictly advantageously profit. The other thing is that you get exclusive discounts from top industry leaders. That's a big group network. They give you a group discount. We've used that discount for one of our sealer manufacturers and suppliers. The other thing is that they do reach out and get you national account work as well. So some of those big box stores and things you've been trying to get into. One of the other things is that the number is really easy to remember. Whichever you put on there, it helps with your branding, and the calls go directly to you. So if somebody does call that number, it goes straight to you. And, you know, it's not so easy to get an advantage over your competition from, you know, here and there maybe a little bit. But when you talk about branding, having a branding power over your competition who has a number that's hard to remember and you go by and it just says 1-800-ASPHALT or 1-800-SEALCOATING or 1-800-BLACKTOP, that's going to be pretty easy to remember. If you're in parades or you're out working on a job and your truck is parked there all day, your vehicles are parked there all day, that is going to get branded into people's minds over time. The other thing is when you join 800 Pavement Network, you're joining over 300 pavement contractors who've generated over $2 billion in combined total sales. So if you're interested, if you're curious, it's really easy to reach out and they will get back to you there at the 800 Pavement Network. You can call 1-800-PAVEMENT. That'll get you there. You can go to the website, 1-800-PAVEMENT.com. that'll also get you there. And 800 Payment Network is very active on social media. So you can find them on almost all social media outlets. Go ahead and type that in, 800 Network, 800 Payment Network, and you'll find them. All right, you guys, you've heard about me talk about 28 Circles and everything they've done for us here at Wiscote, and that they're an exclusive partner here with Blacktop Banter. And now we've put together a package deal to help you guys, especially with your website and SEO and optimizations and CRMs. We have three different levels of packages there now that are Blacktop Banter exclusives. The lower tier, which is convert, right? We want to convert leads, right, into jobs and get leads. So that one is 10% off through Blacktop Banter. The other one is grow, which is the next level. That one includes a Google Map booster, some review management, that type of stuff. That's 15% off. And then 20% off of the Accelerate program, which includes full SEO campaigns, link building, it expands your reach, and we're also doing YouTube promo videos through that one. So, all you know, that last tier includes the two tiers before. The second tier includes the first tier. But that really, that first tier even, it will get you jumped off and going. And like I said, you'll save 10% through Blacktop Banter. The link is in our description below. I encourage you guys just to set up. You can schedule a virtual tour. It doesn't cost anything. Jason over there at 28 Circles will take care of you, show you the ropes. It's worth taking a peek at. Go ahead and click the link in our description. It's an exclusive Blacktop Banter link that will save you guys some money and a good percentage of money on any of the tiers. Like I said, Jason will run you guys through that. It's worth checking out, I promise. All right, guys, we're going to head into the episode here. I really had a great conversation with Todd Eicholtz of A&A Paving. I really hope you guys enjoy this. He's doing something amazing through World Vision where they're providing clean water for children in areas of the world where they can't get clean water. And, you know, it's great to have somebody from our industry representing and doing something like this. So really hope you enjoy his story and enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's another episode of Blacktop Banter. And if I'm doing these sequentially, which I kind of got away from a little bit, this would be episode 78. We're closing in on the end of the season here. We're going to have some more time for, not that we didn't have quality guests and not that me doing solo podcasts isn't quality. Like, you know I'm good, but I really get to enjoy this time of year because I've been having conversations with my friends from all over the country that are owners or leaders in certain companies. And we're getting to where we can talk to these people as their season starts to slow down. And they're getting involved in different things too, which makes the conversation a lot more fun versus, hey, man, we're just out here trying to survive. So without further ado, I am going to introduce my guest and my friend, Todd. Todd, you want to introduce yourself and kind of let everybody know where you're at, where you're from, what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm Todd Eicholtz, owner and CEO of A&A Paving out of the suburbs of Chicago.
Yeah, and Todd hunts.
A lot.
A lot.
I'm telling. There's stuff.
Yeah, I recently spoke with Jim Bebo, who's up in the Minneapolis, Minnesota area, and he's like, Marvin, when the leaves turn, you ain't going to find me till Christmas. He's like, I'm gone. He's like, that's all I want to do.
We had a staff meeting on Friday. We go through PTO, who's out, so there's no confusion or surprises. Like, guys, deer season starts in 9 days, so I'll see you in, like, February.
Yeah.
RV's ready. Property's ready. Got some buddies that we're going to be for the opener and see what we can do this year.
That's crazy because when I speak to people in the South, you know, that are my friends and stuff this time of year, and I tell them that when I was in school, there were kids that were gone for like a week, right? Or they would just take a day off until they got their deer or whatever they were hunting during hunting season. They're like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, I'm serious. Like, you knew, like, when they were gone, that's what they were doing. Like, they're out hunting, and they would tell teachers and everything, you know, be like, can't come to school this week, I got to hunt. And I'm like, oh, all right. I kind of miss those days a little bit. Because also that would happen with these farm kids, right? Like they would either show up at like 10 or 11. They're like, oh, we had a cow, was calfing. Like I couldn't come in. I'm like, man, those were the days. Like that's where priorities ranked, right? We need to be primal and eat, but also we need to make sure we take care of business. And then we can go ahead and learn about what we need to learn about as far as school and stuff. So yeah, it's a neat thing. And speaking about learning, right? You and I, we've been connected now for a number of years here. And a lot of times it's on social media. You and I will see posts or we'll do whatever. We'll comment on these posts, especially when they're high quality. But, you know, I've spoke at MPE and taught some stuff and you have as well. You want to kind of go over that real quick. I know last year we only got to see each other for a moment in passing because you're like, I got to go teach class.
Yeah. So I'm on the educational advisory board for MPE, have been for a bunch of years now. So we kind of, all the class submissions come in, we kind of set some of the topics and we approve the classes and figure out which type of classes we want to teach. This year, really exciting at MPE is there's a change in leadership and there's more excitement and more energy behind MPE ever. A lot of new ideas and a lot of new ways of shaking this up so that we can not just rinse and repeat what's been going on for the past 20, 25 years. NPE is going to take a shift and really grow and really bring more value and content to everybody. So this year, the board, we kind of sat down and said, in the past, everybody submits classes that they want to teach, and we're kind of at the mercy of what the submissions were. What if we got strategic and said, here's the 5, 6, 7, 8 things that have to be taught. Let's send that out to people and say, these are the classes and topics that we need taught. Submit your ideas towards this, and then we can pick the best speaker, best class, best topic towards that. And then you can also submit your original ideas of what you're expert in, what your expertise is. So we get the best of both worlds of the things that we have to learn. Stuff I have to learn, you have to learn, everybody, whether you're 1 million or 50 million, there's stuff we have to learn.
Yeah.
And then get the best person for that. So that's really exciting what's coming. We were kind of two ships in the night last year. I would see it kind of wave and go do our thing. But yeah. Taught some cool classes with Matt Slauson from Paradise. Asphalt.
Stud.
Yeah, we taught a class, kind of the difference of buying internally versus externally. We both bought our companies. And grew them. So we're kind of showing some of the emotions that go through that with, you know, somebody who's maybe the founder, has been doing this for 50 years, younger kid coming in, wanting to change everything and grow and kind of how they can kind of do this.
Yep, that's true.
It was a cool class. We enjoyed that. This year, as part of NPE wanting to expand things, we talk about pavement, but we don't really ever do anything with concrete. Right. How does somebody that wants to maybe expand into concrete, where do they start? How do they learn? How do
I like
they do
that this? Idea? Yeah.
So we did that about 2.5, 3 years ago. We had been subcontracting all our concrete and finally said, we need to pull the trigger on our own concrete division. We've got the guys that know how to do it.
Yep.
We've got a waiting list. We're very blessed. We've got a waiting list of guys that want to come work at A&A just because of the way we treat them and how much we value them.
Culture.
It's all culture. People first, and our kind of tagline is pavers putting people first.
I like that.
So we've got the guys, but we didn't know how to estimate and we didn't really know how to sell it. So we launched a concrete division, very small, baby steps, fire bullets and fire cannons. And it's been growing. We're 5 times bigger than what we did last year in concrete. So I'm like, I'm not a great teacher, not a great speaker, but I've been there, done that, made a lot of mistakes that cost me some money, but maybe I can help somebody not do that.
Well, you don't got anything to worry about. It's not like we're great listeners in this industry either, right? So, I mean, if you got somebody who's not a great speaker, they're speaking to not great listeners. All that has to happen is that the aha moment happens, right? So if it takes an hour during a class and you have 1 minute of aha, you're in good shape. The thing I wanted to touch on before we get too much farther is NPE, right? Like I submitted, I think 2 years ago, to teach a class on Facebook marketing, got accepted, and it ended up going virtual. It was during COVID. All I did was resubmit that, and then I didn't hear anything back. Well, then I got some friends that did get it, and I'm like, yes, like, yes, I'm so grateful that, like, for me, to be able to know that they're super sharp in what they do, and I don't have to combine all that into one, but we can pick that apart and everybody can show it ideally. To me, I'm like, oh yeah, like I got plenty of clout. I don't need any more. And if I can spend my free time not having to worry about teaching that class or being in front of that class, but I do have guys that I know that are experts in doing it. I mean, we got some really young bucks literally teaching some of the classes right there this year. And like, I'm so hyped for that because it's been 10 years now or better that I've been doing this. I noticed that I'm starting to, like, I already lost all my hair, but I noticed I'm getting some wrinkles. I noticed I'm starting to get a little gray in here. Like, yeah. It's time. Like, anybody who's aware knows, like, even in your business, you can't repeat the old stuff forever and expect to grow anew. It just doesn't work like that. So I'm really excited to see that. And I'm really, really proud of the advisory board team for recognizing that, turning a shift and being like, all right, let's get on page with today, right? And get some things going. And I think that that's a beautiful thing, right? We get guys like yourself, and we have guys like Chris Tammany and all these guys that have been around for a while. They bring all that old school work ethic right into us. And like, this is how you get the work done. And then we have these guys who are like, this is how you get the work, right? Like, this is how we bring it all together in one thing. And it's a beautiful thing to see that coming together.
Yeah, you get these guys in a room that have been there, done that, and you've got all these different levels, and we should be teaching everybody two levels below us, and we should be learning two levels above us. So, I mean,
agreed.
Yeah, guys like Tommy Esso, Esso Brothers, yeah, Sean Boyce from Brothers, like all these guys, I mean, Nick Howell, like all these guys, you get in a room and we're all at different stages.
Yeah.
Business and ideas and ages. So it's like this melting pot of, we can't get stuck in our ways. We have to evolve, business, personal,
absolutely,
family, faith, everything. We have to be growing at all times.
Absolutely.
If we don't, NPE, business, everything will go away. So,
yeah, I mean, you and I, like, you know, we go into rooms with those guys and I'm like, what the hell are those guys talking about? And then I get attentive. I'm like, oh, all right. Well, then, you know, I'm lucky enough, and you and yourself as well, that we get to see the full spectrum, right? From top to bottom. Not everybody does. And I know that there's young guys that'll go into those rooms where those guys are and be like, what the hell are these guys talking about? But then you'll get those guys that are a lot older that go to some of these, you know, we have guys in the industry that are 21, 22, 23, that are in major leadership roles, whether it's a family business or they've done their own, and they're scaling fast. And those guys that have been around a while will go into those rooms or just be in those conversations. And we might be mixing up, you know, how are you doing social media campaigns and working on our branding in this regard, right? And it's something completely new, whether we're using technology or drone work or whatever. And you get those guys where they're like, what the hell are you guys talking about? So it's nice to see it not be a dividing line so much anymore, and the realization come of, hey, we got to mix this all together. Like, everybody has to know. I don't have to know everything, but I at least have to know who to talk to or to send my guy to talk to in order for him to know, to learn it, right? And I think that's the beautiful thing, man.
And that's the biggest part of, honestly, anything, is just being humble enough to know strengths and weaknesses. I mean, God gave me this many gifts, and I'm really freaking good at this many things. The rest of it, I'm not, but I'm smart enough to realize I don't know it, and I either need to surround myself with people I can learn from, or hire people that can help support where I'm not good. So
bingo. Yeah. I'm writing an article for Pavement Mag on that right now. And it's like, I'm lucky enough to been tenured long enough in industry that I can look back at myself and kind of have some reflection and be like, oh, that's how you got from this point to that point. And some of the stuff I didn't even realize I was doing, it's just naturally in me. Right. So then I hear guys that I'm mentoring or coaching now, and I'm like, well, why don't you just do it? Because it was naturally in me. But they're like, well, I don't know. So now it kind of is a progression. Like you said, a lot of it is changing your atmosphere and your climate. And then all of a sudden it starts to break, right? And you have to be around those guys. And it's a beautiful thing about NPE. I know people gripe about where it is and what's going on or whatever, but honestly, what else do we have where all of us can get together? My goal when I go there is to network, make connections, learn, and have a good time. And if I can do the first three, I always get the last one underneath my belt, no matter what. That's the whole goal of when we go there. And that has happened every single time, no matter where we've been, what's been going on, you know, but every time we've been there. So I'm excited for it. I'm excited to see it. Tell us a little bit about, we could talk about MPE forever. I know you and I can. I'm so grateful that we have that in our industry. But tell us a little bit about A&A, right? You know, you got into the concrete side. What's been all going on there? I seen a sweet video of you guys having a family picnic, right, for the whole A&A family. Tell us what happened this year, this summer.
Yeah, so we always have a really cool, we know how to party. We've got t-shirt, pay hard, play hard. It's truly what we do. I mean, we bust our butt, but we know how to have a good time every single month. Big parties, a couple times a year. So COVID kind of killed our family party. Mm-hmm. It's a big A&A family picnic. We have, you know, fire truck come, shooting water everybody. We have a striping contest for all the kids. So they're learning.
Okay. How to... Yes, I think I seen the video. Was, yeah. You know, and they were out, you know, one of my good friends, Warren, you know, Warren Johnson, he calls it the penguin walk. There was a drone video of someone, they were straight up penguin walking. Like they didn't want to mess it up at all, but yeah, that's cool. That's cool. I seen that. And I seen two skid steers full of drinks. Right, yeah. Skid steers had ice in them, water in them. That's where the drinks were up to the garage doors with the buckets up. So you guys know how to do it.
Yeah, I think we had 130 people between all the families come. It was just amazing, and it keeps growing. And then what's changed since I took over the company, you know, I think it's eight years ago, is what we're calling our little pavers, so little kids. So this company, A&A is 62 years old. We operate like a brand new 62-year-old company, but there's been an evolution and shift in age of our workforce, technology, everything. We flipped this thing upside down, and company parties went from everybody probably north of 50, 55 to we had like 35, 40 kids under eight in front of a six-wheel. It was just so exciting, and it's like, yes, like the next generation, come see what mom and dad do. Be proud that mom and dad are in the trades because mm-hmm. they work their butt off and they make a lot of money and they have a really good living. Be proud of it. So the whole trade revolution of, you know, making sure these kids are proud of what mom and dad do because they provide a hell of a life for their kids.
And they get interested. To be honest with you, like they get interested. Like when I took Eli, right? Eli and Liz are 11 and 13 now. Just in the last year, I've seen their interest spike in what I do. A lot. And now I have to make sure that I'm doing everything I should be doing the right way and making sure I'm watching my P's and Q's with everything. But it gets them interested, to be honest with you. You know, they're making a good living, they're providing, and teenagers and young kids start to think about that kind of stuff. If they get to see that and get to see what a pleasant work environment should be, right? And what a pleasant company would be to work for, or maybe they get interested and start their own. And then maybe they buy A&A from Todd one day, you know, who knows? But that's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be stewarding our industry in that way versus the old way. I can, you know, that's something to be proud of. The fact that we got kids out there having a striping contest. That's what I actually feel like. If I had all my guys try to do it, it would be like kids doing a striping contest. But yeah, I mean, to be able to see that and see what you guys do and to know that that's the culture. You know, we all emphasize and say culture easily, but when it's a focused thing that you really focus on and it shows through, man, what a difference it makes in your team there at A&A. When I go on LinkedIn and look at A&A, I see everybody that works there, and dude, they're super happy and proud to work there.
Yeah, it's I truly feel God put me on this planet to help lead people beyond any expectation that they ever had for their life. Give them opportunities to lead, give them opportunities to do things that normally they wouldn't. And stuff like the picnic and seeing people grow, it fills my bucket more than anything.
Oh, that's cool.
A&A is getting to a point to where I'm not all that involved in the day-to-day. Like, I'm not scheduling the guys anymore. I'm not on site when problems happen. Was able to build a team around me and a leadership team and a culture of everybody acts like an owner. So yep. I get to do cool stuff like this. I get to do stuff like raise money for you know, clean water. I get to do stuff. I got some pretty cool stuff coming up that we're working on outside of A&A. So
that's neat.
It's a dream.
Yeah, dude. It's nice when you finally have free time, right? Like when you finally get over that hurdle, which I filled my free time with this thing right here behind me. And now that's becoming something to where it's going to get to a point where we build it and we got to get free time. But when you're able to do that and you have crew leaders and team members that you can rely on, like I'm doing this podcast with you while three of my good guys and my crew lead, Chris, are out knocking out five projects today. Right. We still do a lot of residential. We just have to where we live. They're knocking out five of them today. They're going to be putting some miles on. I know without a shadow of a doubt that our culture and quality is going to stay high there because that's instilled in Chris now, right? He's proud of what he does, where we work. He knows it. And, you know, I would often get told, hey, it looks good when I would be out there. We get emails, we get calls, we get letters sent in now about how good of a job they do. So then they've got to come back and rub it in my face a little bit. And I couldn't be more proud, right, of the guys. And I was, you know, I was hard on it, had to push it in there and press it in. And now we're starting to see the results from it. I mean, it's an amazing thing. It's an amazing thing. And you guys wrangled that in. And you know, I think A&A is an example, you know, of what people should be looking towards if they're going to be doing some culture stuff inside their business.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that a lot. And we're still figuring it out. Like we're
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tinkering, but, like, when you just use the lens of your culture, and, I mean, our values are serve, grow, impact. Yep. And that can be so many different ways. We want to serve our clients. We want to serve our employees and team members. We want to serve our community. The impact we want to make is on our team members' lives in the community and throughout the world. And that world piece can be kind of scary when you throw that up, that we want to impact the world.
Yeah.
And there's ways to do that.
Right. And whether it's, you know, whether it's a large or small, could be whether you host a podcast and you're giving some positive advice and information and just being there right when people need it. Or you could be running your butt off and doing something for World Vision. Let's touch on that a little bit. The fundraiser, I seen it come across there. And I know just, you know, this is just my observation is Todd is an introvert extrovert. Like some of it's like, you know, hey, I don't, you know, I'm good. And then another part of it is like, well, something needs to be said. So I'll be the guy to say it and do it. To see you put this out there and be like, hey, I want to raise money for this. And I was lucky enough to catch it early on. So I felt like I was making
very money. First.
Yeah.
First donation.
Yeah, man. So
the whole thing.
Yeah. So I'll take credit, I guess, dude, I have no problem taking credit and clout, but I had to been the spark that got it going. Wink, wink. To see you do this and to take this on, and represent, I think, for me, represent our industry and the way things have changed. And I wanted to bring you on and highlight that. And I know you're close to your goal, right? You had 20 grand goal. How close are we?
So the goal's changed. Four or five times. It was 5,000 and then we hit it. And then it was 10,000.
Yeah.
Hit it. It was 15. Yeah. It was 20.
You can't now turn back now. There's no turning back now. Everybody's got a lot of money, right?
I'm been kind of praying and trying to figure out, like, it's a scary number, but I think I'm going to increase my goal to $30,000.
Yeah.
We're at like 23,000 and change, which still just absolutely blows my freaking mind.
Dude, it's nuts.
I've got paving companies all over the country saying, here's 500, here's 1,000. And it's like, I was at a round table 5 years ago at NPE with you. And that's the last time we talked. And that's what's so cool about this industry is sick. Everybody's like this. Open-handed, generous, whether it's their time, their knowledge, yep. and now their resources of trying to bring clean water to kids all over the world.
Dude, isn't it crazy? Like the benefits, people were always so worried about the negative aspects of social media. And it's like anything else in this world, you get out of it what you put into it, right? So if you're going to put in positivity all the time, humble yourself and not have, you know, there used to be a time when our industry leaders would hold back some because they didn't want a competition, right? Dude, I've never seen that since we've made a shift towards everybody helping each other out. I've never seen somebody be like, oh, I wish I wanted to help them. They buried me. Like it never happens. All that happens is you end up celebrating together. Like what's so wrong about that? I actually enjoy it. It's a lot better to celebrate with my friends than it is to celebrate alone. Right. So, I mean, to see you do this and to see our community come together, especially when you, like sometimes I'm not aware how big of an impact I'm making until somebody points that out to me. Right. And then I'm like, oh, Yeah, it's far beyond just me having a fun conversation with my friends. That I have a feeling is what your fundraiser that you're part of here is we're able to get a glimpse of how these connections that we've made, our atmosphere, our network cares about each other and wants to help each other out and are happy to be part of it. You know, it feels good, to be honest with you. It feels good to have a representative doing what you're doing. We're bringing a lot of, you know, just by me donating a little bit of money and you putting in the legwork, which I'm always happy to do. We're bringing some clean water to people, man.
Yeah. So last year, I ran my first mile in 20 plus years since high school. Was never really like stud athlete in high school. I played volleyball, but never track, nothing.
Right.
So a buddy that's good at talking me into a lot of stuff is like, hey, you're going to run the Chicago Marathon. Like, no. He talked me into it. So I said, I'll commit to training, and ran a mile and thought I was going to die.
Yeah.
And then we got a whole training plan, went through all of last season training, and I blew out my knee on a 15-mile training run. Yeah. 6 weeks before the marathon. Was just crushed because it's the hardest I've ever worked at something like this, something that I'm just not good at. I'm not a natural runner, and was just defeated. And then, you know, the rest of the year didn't go really well. My brother passed away in November. Just all this heavy stuff, and I just started rehabbing my knee and kind of spent 6 months trying to get back in shape, and then just said, I'm going to commit to this again. And I crushed the 15-miler that took me out last year. I did a 20-mile training run last Saturday. I did 10 miles before that. And it's like, what the heck happened? I'm a runner now. Like, how did this happen? So raising money through Team World Vision, you know, $50 brings clean water to a kid forever. Yeah. It's not like we're giving a bunch of bottled water. They drill wells. They bring clean water. These kids have to walk like a 6K.
Yeah.
4 or 5 miles to get clean water every single day. So World Vision is the largest humanitarian aid that brings clean water anywhere that's non-governmental.
Really?
They are huge in what they do and the heart for bringing this. And one of the things that God gifted me with is a really good network, like an unbelievable network. So I said, I'll try and raise $5,000. That seems like impossible, $50 at a time. And now I'm pushing $23,000. I'm getting the miles in. The race is October 9th.
Okay.
So we're tapering down miles now, trying to recover before that. But I've got about $7,000 that I need to raise. And I felt the same way before every level that we went. I'm like, how am I going to do it? There's only one way I'm going to do it is God's going to find a way. So
You got to put yourself out there, and you've done it right with this. I mean, that's how you accomplish things that you don't think you were. Like you said, you know, how the hell did this happen? I mean, you know, I became a runner. It's like, well, you have to get uncomfortable, man. Like, that's the only way to do those types of things. I know, and that's a hard thing to do, right? Like, because you are designing your life from when you become an adult to be comfortable. Right. Like, man, I don't want to worry about this. I don't want to be uncomfortable. Don't want to do whatever. And here we are. I'm one of the biggest guys that want to be comfortable forever. I enjoy a nice meal, lay down, go to bed. You said, I thought I was going to die after a mile. I would die after a mile. Like, I know I would. Give me a quarter mile at a time, and then I'll get going. But it's a commitment, man. And it's greatly something to be proud of. I think that you are now a runner, and it's not a small piece of change, man. Like, you know, 25K, 30K, there were times in my life where if that would have been what I grossed a year, oh, man, I've been a happy cat, you know? And here we are, dude. You're raising it throughout the industry, doing the fundraiser. Where can people go and donate if they want to?
So hopefully you can put the link. Everybody's got their individual fundraiser page. It's 100% tax deductible. You get an emailed receipt instantly so you can show Uncle Sam. And then it's got kind of my progress and where I'm at, a little bit of my story of running. So if you could include that, it'd be huge.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whether, you know, fans like me that watch this all the time can do $50. If you can do it through your company, $100. I've got guys that went big and did 500, 1,000, whatever you kind of feel called to do. has nothing to do with me. I'm never even going to meet a kid that we're helping, which is kind of the coolest part, is this is totally just helping others and never getting anything out of it. So
yeah,
if anyone could help, I need it. These kids need it way more than anything else. So, but kind of go back to your point of becoming a runner, your podcast, everything else, it's just continually doing the small things, the right things over and over and over, and they build up and suddenly you look and you've got a monster podcast.
Yeah.
Your interviewing has gotten phenomenal.
Oh, like, thank you.
You've done the same thing, the right things over and over. It's not like you just wake up one day and say, I'm going to run 26.2 miles.
Yeah.
It's the hard work that everybody doesn't see in the background that over time builds, and then all of a sudden you're instant success.
Oh yeah. I mean, you when I think about that, I think about the mornings that I'm here early, right? Come springtime, like I'll be here at 5 a.m. getting everything ready, getting everything in order. And then I'll stay sometimes till 8 or 9 at night. And people see, you know, most 9-to-5ers, they'll check in and be like, you know, oh, well, he wasn't even there today. No, I was there for 4 hours and then left to do estimates for probably 8 hours. And then came back after you went home, and I was in that shop then for another 3 hours getting the estimates sent out. So it's that thing, man. It's,
and then you laid awake in bed all night.
Worrying about it. Say, man, did I set that job up or not? God, I hope I set that one up for the right day. And then I'll get up. But fortunately enough, I could never live too far away from the office, because I get up sometimes, like I'll set up straight out of bed. I'll be like, oh, crap. And I'll have to get some clothes on, go to the office real quick, look and find the number or whatever I need to do and have it for the next day. But yeah, I think you've nailed it on the head. You got to get uncomfortable and then do what you need to do repetitively, even in a small amount, to get where you're going. I'm experiencing that now with Elijah, who's playing fullback here for his sixth grade football team. And you know, he goes to practice every day. Well, then he wanted to go work out at the gym, which I've had gym membership now for a few years. Let's just say I use it in the winter, and I definitely don't use it in the summer. But he was like, well, on the days I'm not practicing, you know, I want to go to the gym. I'm like, all right, but I'm busy the rest of the day. He's like, well, in the morning. I'm like, all right. He's like, you're up at, you know, 4:30, 5 o'clock every day. He's like, let's just go to the gym. I was like, okay. So repetitively every day that he hasn't had practice, and now I'm starting to do it on the days that he does have practice, I'll just go by myself, get up and go. I'm starting to see that changes, right, in my body, and keeping track of where we're lifting and what we're doing. We're both starting to see progress, and it's literally, I get up every day to improve my business, right, which essentially improves my top line, which improves my life, and I devote 8 or 12 hours to that. You can tell me that I can't devote 2 hours to, you know, another main essential part that you're trying to build and grow, your time, your body, your health. So I need to stay on that track. And luckily I got a little stud that's like pulling at my shirt. Hey, we got to go.
I mean, you need sweat dripping off your chin 5 days a week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not one just what it does for your body, but how it clears up your mind and the clarity it brings. It's not just about sweating and getting in shape. It does so much more.
No, dude, by the time I get to the office, I'm kind of tired, so I'm thinking clear. When I'm up and going and just popped out of bed, have a coffee and get here, my mind's 1,000 different ways. And I'm like, I know I'm going to forget something because I'm just way too focused. Like you said, getting some sweat dripping off you, the clarity you get here, it's worth it just for that.
Yeah, I mean, I got a bunch of buddies that are all training the same program for Team World Vision. This is my marathon jersey I'm wearing. But yeah, I mean, we did a 7 or 8 mile run before work, and I was like, that's going to be brutal. I had the best day ever. I was focused. it was crazy. I mean, it's no joke. If you win the morning, you are guaranteed to win the day.
Yeah. I honestly, truly believe that and see that now. And, you know, there's just some stuff that you end up having to make non-negotiable. And, you know, if you can make it non-negotiable, and you know whatever you're doing is going to lead to some kind of end result, all you have to do is just repeat it every day and repeat it as often as you need to, over and over and over again until it comes. The crazy part is, like you said, you're a runner now. You can do whenever you did the 10 mile and then the 15 and then the 20. And same thing with your goals, you know, raising funds. It's like, once you get to a certain point, then there's that moment where you're like, well, now I got to reset and we're going to have to go even more. So I don't think it ever ends. You just have to make those non-negotiable.
Once you start feeling comfortable, it's time to get uncomfortable again.
Yeah. Which
is, I thought 25,000 would be freaking impossible. And now it's like, I did it. I could just coast and helped a lot of kids. I mean, that's like 500 kids that we helped. And it's like,
that's crazy.
I'm not wired that way. It's like, okay, let's get uncomfortable again. Can we do 30,000? And if I hit that, well, then we're going to 35.
Dude, it's nuts. It's that many kids. Like, that's where I'm at in Wisconsin. Those are whole towns.
Oh, yeah. And there are 800 kids throughout the whole entire world under the age of 5 that die every single day because of the effects of dehydration and contaminated water.
Every day.
All over the world.
It's crazy, man. To think that there's minds. Yeah, I mean, there's minds, there's spirits, there's hearts. Like, those are people. Those are humans. Like, those are people where spirits live inside of, and they're just falling victim to that every day. It's crazy to think about.
And they need our help. So that's why I mean, begging anyone that's listening, if you give $50, it changes just one kid's life.
So if I go to World Vision and type in Todd Eichholz, or if I go to Google and just type in Todd Eichholz World Vision, you think it'll pop up and then we can.
Yeah. So you can search by names. I'll give you the link.
But also you have it on your social media.
Yeah. I've got all of my social media. It's so on my LinkedIn.
If you find Todd Eichholz on LinkedIn, you find him on Facebook, you find whatever, you're going to find the link to donate. That's probably the easiest way.
When this comes out, I'll put the link in the comments. So
cool. That'll work out good. Yeah. So it'll be on Instagram and LinkedIn and YouTube and everywhere. And I just seen today, we're over 33,000 listeners and in 34 or 38 countries. We got Lithuania and Ukraine today. So, you know, it's crazy, dude. It's nuts, dude. It's just same thing where you had the feeling I'm a runner. Like, I have that feeling some days. I'm like, I'm a podcaster. I'm an influencer. Yeah. It's nuts to think about, but that's what it is. And that's what it takes. And I think we are in the atmosphere of the asphalt industry where we're happy to see our friends level up and we're happy to see them succeed. But also that makes us want to succeed too. Like when my friend, you know, one of my really, really good friends is Daniel Wright at ProLine. When I see a win or I see him put wheels on his golf cart or, you know, I see him on the boat while I'm out working, I'm like, son of a gun. Now I got to level up. Like, I'm going to have to post some boat pictures here at some point. But that attitude goes into every aspect of your life. And all it does is bring success and brings positivity up if you let it, right? And you it's all how you harness that stuff. And, man, you've done a great job here with harnessing your ambition and going through the fundraiser. People can find you online, like we said, Facebook, LinkedIn. You're very active on LinkedIn, which is always a bonus. I love LinkedIn. For that aspect of it, it kind of helps cloud some of the junk that you get on Facebook, but you know, they both have their positives and negatives. So, before we close it out, I want to do a pod deck with you real quick. I want to ask you a fun question. You know, if anyone gets a chance to be around or hang around Todd, you know, very cool, very casual, very humble. And, I have a feeling whatever this is, you're probably going to answer it correctly. I don't think there is a wrong answer, but we're going to go. Oh, this one might be okay. All right. I try to show it so that people can see it, but it says, which band or artist, dead or alive, would play at your funeral?
Conway Twitty.
Ooh.
Conway Twitty is hands down.
Oh, man.
My favorite. That's... Like, my wife somehow for...
You're going to have a funeral that puts people in the mood, man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that'd be the best. That would be the best. Like, man, thanks.
My wife got me found online at a like memorabilia store in and Loretta Lynn's autograph.
Get out of town.
I don't want to know how much she paid for it. But, dude,
I'll pop that on sometimes, and Eli will be in the truck, and he's like, are they singing about what I think they're singing about? I'm like, yeah, man. Like, Conway the man, he's the smooth dude.
Like, kids love it. So they were young, they were like 6 years old, and they knew every word to Slow Hand. And my wife's like, I'm like, I didn't know what it means yet. But just let me stand out with my kids on the way to school. But yeah, Conway Twitty, hands down.
Yeah. Listen, if it wasn't Conway, it would be Kanye. And then later on, they're going to look back and realize what the words meant anyways, right? If it isn't Conway's, at least he's teaching them some passion, right? And for there to be something there. And, dude, they don't make it like they used to, you know? I'd give anything to have his head of hair. I
am a old country junkie.
Really?
Anything pre-80s.
Dude.
Old Alabama, old George Strait.
I'm wailing 1,000 times over. In my opinion, probably the best songwriter ever, in my mind. When he had that three-quarter time and he would hit it with those words, you were just like, man, it's steady like a heartbeat. I love it. I love that stuff. But at the same time.
Even now, it's like it's starting to shift back that some of the bro country is kind of maybe dying. I mean, you get Cody Johnson. My God.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
The boy can sing. Like, he is. Came out right 1970.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's hope for country music still.
Yeah, we were in the truck the other day and was playing Till You Can't. And then that's one of those ones where Eli was looking over. He's like, I love you, Dad. I'm like, yeah, I love you too, bud. You know, where it was just playing in his brain, right? And he was like, oh, I get what this song's about. And it's like, oh, cool. And you need that aspect of it. But also, you know, I let him listen to some rap, man. I want him to get hyped up and think they're the best too. So we try to mix it up really, really good around here.
My playlist for running so that I don't quit is Five Finger Death Punch.
Oh, yeah.
A little harder on the run.
Oh, man. Yesterday or day before, we were at the mall and we were in Hot Topic. Eli will wander in there once in a while. Some stuff you should see, some stuff you shouldn't. But he was looking at some of the shirts and one of them said Slipknot. And he's like, Dad, what's Slipknot? I'm like, they're a metal band. Are they good? I'm like, I only know one song and it's pretty good. I'm like, I'll send it to you and you listen. So then I sent it to him yesterday morning on his way to school. And he listened to it at practice or something that night. And he's like, it was good. But it's not my style, but it was good. I'm like, well, that's all that matters.
Right.
Yeah. I'm like, well, you know, it is what it is. At least you know. So yeah, dude, it just takes all types of different music, all types of influences to get you to a point. And to be honest with you, that's with everything. Like, you create your atmosphere to get you to a certain point. Same people you're around. Same thing with you being a runner now. You're hanging out with runners. You're running all the time, doing your thing, being good people. Now people are listening to podcasts, hanging out with good people. They don't have to be exactly in your circle. You can listen to this podcast all you want. You can follow Todd on all the social and everything else. Follow us and have that positive atmosphere in your life regularly.
That's the whole point, that iron sharpens iron. You surround yourself with good people.
Yeah.
Oh,
man. And enough feathers. That's a soft pillow. That's what I like. You know, that's how I, or a nice blanket, down blanket. All right. Well, thank you very much, my friend. I really appreciate you coming on and spending some time with us this morning. Very happy to be part of your fundraiser. It's an amazing thing you're doing. First time I've seen something like that to kind of represent all of us too. Not to put more pressure on you, but you are. And dude, I cannot wait to meet up and see you again. I know you invite me hunting from time to time. I would love to get down there and shoot some birds and whatnot with you. But dude, I'll try to. It's all best I can do is try. And I can't ever promise anything. I hate that aspect of it, but I will carve out some time at some point. And if I don't, I'll see you when we're down at MPE, hanging out, having some good times.
Yeah.
All righty. For myself, Todd, can you got one piece of advice? Let's give one piece of advice to somebody before we go, before I close it out. That would just be a general piece of advice, probably for people that are, you know, in business or doing whatever, but maybe for somebody that just wants to do something and they're scared to get uncomfortable.
I think just always staying humble and just being smart enough to realize you don't know it all, and that's okay. But being hungry enough to try and learn it and surround yourself with people that know it, but then help others.
Cool, man.
Help others.
Man, I appreciate that. And it's a great piece of advice. I think that's what's got us to where we are so far. And I like where we are. So
I do too.
Yeah, we'll take it there. All right, for myself and for Todd Eichholz at A&A Paving, this is Blacktop Banter. Be sure you go check out Todd's social media so that you get everything for World Vision and you're able to donate to that fundraiser. And let's get him to that point. This is Blacktop Banter. This has been episode 78. And we talk about a lot of stuff here, but generally, always, speak asphalt. Peace. you guys have been listening to the show for any amount of time, or you follow me on any social media, you'll know that I have been using Stencil Plus to get all of our stencils for our striping stuff for quite a while now. One thing about Stencil Plus is they have all the stencils that you could want. They have all the different various thicknesses of these stencils as well. They can create any custom stencil. And more than likely, if you get a hold of them and ask them to create a custom stencil of your company logo, they will do it for free. They have been doing that for a while now. But beyond that, they can create multi-piece stencils, custom stencils. They have all the stencils you could want for any of the retail chain stores. So if you're doing a big box store or something like that, they have that as well. It's really easy to find them. They're at stencilplus.com. They're on social media everywhere. Jeff and the team does a great job with their social media and being in the groups and being active on Facebook and Instagram and things like that as well. It is free shipping on all orders within the United States. That's right, free shipping on all the stencils ordered within the U.S. So pop over to stencilplus.com. You can use code BB10 to get 10% off of your order at Stencil Plus. BB10, as in Blacktop Banter, BB10. You get 10% off your order. So if you call in and say Blacktop Banter referred you, or you say BB10, or say Marvin said, I can get 10% off, they'll honor that as well. You add that in the code spot at stencilplus.com if you want as well. You'll get 10% off. The number to call if you're going to call versus go to stencilplus.com is 877-372-6055. Liberty Supply has been the supplier for us when it comes to supplies as far as spray tips, street brooms, handles, pour pots, flagging tape, everything that we would need. We bought a melter from them, a crack melter from them. When you call Liberty Supply, you get Sam. Sam is the owner. Sam and his brother Mike both own the company. How often can you do that? Can you call and get the owner directly as soon as you call the number? And if you go to their website, libertysupply.biz, you'll see the full array of things they got. We've purchased our chalk lines from them, our chalk. We've had to grab some number stencils and things from them from time to time. So they have a pretty good supply of everything that you would want as far as supplies and tools and things of that nature. Our spray tips we purchase from Liberty Supply. So all the spray tips for spraying our sealer, we purchase from Liberty Supply. I mentioned the website, libertysupply.biz, but you can also call 800-397-9907 and you'll get Sam. They also are on Facebook and Instagram. I recommend going and checking them out on there as well. And if you call Liberty Supply, tell them Marvin sent you. Sam will say, oh, cool, I know that guy. I golf with Sam from time to time, and I will say I beat him by a stroke last time we were out. So you can rub that in a little bit too. But honestly, truthfully, when it comes to Liberty Supply, we're thankful to have them. They're a valuable resource for us here at Wiscote and Dubuque Asphalt Maintenance. Super great guys, super nice guys. They want to help. If you run into any issues, Sam will make it right. I can promise you that. What more can you ask for from a supply company, an asphalt tool and equipment supply company?